to Syria now, where President Bashar al-Assad's army is mercilessly shelling the city of Homs for the 20th day in a row, and there are troubling signs of escalation across that country as well. Activists say Syrian troops are using helicopter gunships to strafe mountain villages where anti-regime rebels might be hiding. There are also reports of Syrian forces now staging vicious door-to-door raids in Damascus. Joining us now is Jim Muir, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Jim, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Jim, despite a growing outcry over the shelling of the central city of Homs and the international calls for the creation of humanitarian corridors to reach the sick, security forces resumed shelling of the besieged cities. Is that right? What are you hearing from the ground?
That's right. Well, in the various quarters of Homs itself, which is the country's third biggest city, like Bab al-Amr, which is really the epicenter of what's going on there, there was resumed shelling in the early morning. We don't know quite what the intensity is because communication seems to be largely cut with the area, and there's not actually much of a flow of information coming in from the activists. But in addition to what's going on in Homs, which is basically a kind of siege with thousands of civilians bottled up in that quarter, along with some hundreds of fighters from the Free Syrian Army rebels, there's also, as you say, a lot of activity in the rest of the country. There's things going on down in Daraa in the far south, over at Deir ez-Zor on the east near the Iraqi border, even up in Aleppo at the university. There's a lot going on up there, plus raids and arrests in Damascus suburbs. So a little bit all over the country, but the main focus continuing to be on Homs and the plight of those thousands of people trapped under heavy bombardment.
Jim Muir, one has the impression that despite diplomatic speeches and calls of unity against the Syrian regime here, that this crackdown continues really with the absence of the international community, that Bashar al-Assad is trying to crush this uprising or rebellion, if you will, before the United States, Europe, or anybody else can get in there.
Yes, I think that's the case. I think they took a decision about 3 or 4 weeks ago to go ahead with an all-out effort to crush armed activity, dissent, wherever they could find it, and to reimpose state control by force. And they are crashing ahead with that, despite mounting unease and alarm and almost despair by the international community, which finds itself basically crippled by the fact that both Russia and China are exercising vetoes or threatening to at the UN Security Council, which cripples it from moving forward with any concerted action. And there are two completely divergent narratives going on. One comes to a head on Friday at this meeting of the so-called Friends of Syria in Tunis, where they'll be looking at ways of trying to undermine the regime and to boost the opposition, while Russia and China are supporting the Syrian government's narrative, which is pushing ahead with a so-called reform process, which culminates on Sunday with a national referendum in these chaotic circumstances on a new constitution, which is the centerpiece of that reform program. And these two tracks, as I say, are not diverging at all. They are moving further apart. There's no real dialogue going on between the regime and the opposition.
So Russia and China at odds with the United States, Europe, and the rest of the international community, all the while Bashar al-Assad and his government continue their crackdown. Jim Muir, from our partner, the BBC correspondent, thank you for helping us keep eyes on the tragedy in Syria.
Most welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.